Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my exciting music features. And today I'm up in Delft. I've been very kindly invited up to the home of Stuart Widall. I don't know whether he'll like me calling him a veteran, but he's been singing sweet soul music now for more than 50 years with a number of different bands, a Limeside lad originally. And now worked his way up to Delft, but there's been so much gone on in those 50 years, and we've unfortunately not got time to go through all that. But Stuart will be perhaps most popular with Oldham readers and listeners for his time fronting Stacks of Soul, which went on for more than 20 years, Stuart, from the late 80s. In that 20 years, you had some fantastic times. You went travelling all over the country and playing at some massive clubs in front of massive audiences. So do you want to just tell us about some of the highlights of your Stacks of Soul days firstly?
Yeah, the highlights were obviously playing with, for me personally, playing with a big band. I'd not played with a big band since the 60s. Mm. So we had sax, two trumpets, trombone, and it was a full sound. So every night was just mega for me. If they got fed up with me, looking at me, they got a lovely brass section there to look at and a fantastic rhythm section. The band was held in awe by everybody, I thought, certainly in Greater Manchester and far out in other places in the country. Being in clubs playing to thousands and thousands of people was one highlight. Other highlights were playing with soul stars, Edwin Starr being just one of them, fantastic singer, Edwin Starr, actually got on stage with us at a club in Manchester. He'd heard about Stacks of Soul, definitely wanted to get up with the guys. We'd all got changed away out of our suits, we were in our civvies, and he went on stage. He said, I'm not carrying on until Stacks of Soul come back on stage.
Yeah.
So we went back on stage and did four or five numbers with Edwin, which was one of the highlights of my career.
Fantastic, because you you'd always been a kind of a soul boy, I think, even from your first days in your band when you were 14 years of age.
Yes, yeah.
Back on Limeside.
Yeah.
TT and the Dynamites. TNT yeah. and the Dynamites. I do apologise.
A group that went off
with
the bank.
Yeah. Fantastic. So you'd always been into the soul sort of sound. And
probably without really knowing it. We were doing stuff by a guy called Tommy Tucker, the Coasters, Ray Charles. They were all in the acts in the 60s, early 60s, 60, from 63 through to 66. And then, of course, a lot of the soul acts were coming on. 67, I went to see the Stacks show at Manchester, introduced to us people like Arthur Conley, Booker T and the MGs, my hero, Mr. Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Eddie Floyd.
Yeah.
Just a fantastic show to see all those people for 17 and 6.
Yeah.
Right. I was on one of them.
Fantastic.
Simon. You know, Simon, I actually ruined my voice trying to be Otis Redding.
Right.
That's why I'm so husky. And so my voice lends itself to the soul music that we're still doing now.
Stacks of Soul, you was playing in front of some massive audiences, and you split up the band in 2011,
I
think, didn't you? And then now moved on to the Soul Amigos.
Soul Amigos, yeah.
Yeah, so I saw you in action at the Manchester Soul Festival just the other week. Tell me a little bit about the Soul Amigos then and where you're playing at the moment.
Probably morphed out of Stacks of Soul because there's two guys, Don Parfitt on keyboards and Darren Roberts on guitar, that were both in Stacks of Soul for many, many years. Don probably longer than me. As you say, I was 22 years. Don could be 25 years.
Right.
And we got Pete Clark in, who's a bass player. We're trying to do it without drums to make it more economical to play in places that we couldn't play when we was in Stacks of Soul because of the size of Stacks of Soul. But trying to maintain soul music. And we're doing more of a cross-section of soul, but we never did with Stacks.
Yeah.
Stacks was basically 60s soul, and we never ventured away from 60s. It was all James Brown, Otis, Sam and Dave, Eddie Floyd, Wilson Pickett. Whereas now we're doing some of the 70s stuff. We're doing some of the Tramps. We do a medley of songs by four great acts, and there's probably four or five songs in each medley. The Four Tops, The Temptations, The Isley Brothers, Jackie Wilson, which is a fantastic medley of songs. We've got some soul that probably people don't know, or is not necessarily done by Saltwax. And we've tried to bring in some of the old mod people,
yeah,
like the Small Faces, like Chris Farlow, mm, who of course is still doing the same, yeah, as the Cop Fantastic Force,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So we'd like to do more of that, and if we could get more mod gigs,
yeah, yeah,
we'd bang
fantastic
them in.
So are Solo Amigos busy then? I mean, what, give us,
yeah,
can you,
yeah,
give us an idea of your schedule? And
yeah, we've got a reasonable schedule. We're not as busy as Stax ever was, or ever probably ever will be again. The gigs we've got coming around Oldham, the 2nd of October, we've got the Bluebell at in Royton,
yeah,
which we're looking forward to, because that's Adele that we used to know from, used to watch us in Stacks of Soul. We've got the Street Bridge that we did in September. We're going back there in November.
Hmm.
And then we're going to do one for Mr. Carl Spears. I don't know the Carl's.
Oh, yes.
One,
yeah,
of your,
yeah, of course, yeah. I know Carl very well.
You know,
yeah,
on the scene.
Yeah.
Carl's putting a do on, a Christmas do on at the Candlelight.
Oh, very
in,
good.
In Oldham, we're doing, yeah, that on the 18th.
Excellent.
The Mad Friday. The,
yes, all, oh, right, Mad Friday.
Sorry, we'll be mad.
Yes, excellent. So do you think, like I think, that the soul scene, if you like, or even the mod scene, is going through a bit of a resurgence,
it's
at the
going
moment?
Through a massive resurgence.
And why do you think that is, Stuart?
Well, obviously, people still like dressing up as in the mod gear. And the two-tone suits, obviously, they've never been away, but
yeah,
people probably felt a little bit funny wearing them at the time, even though they probably still had them in their wardrobe. But now, to bring them out and to be able to walk,
yeah,
through Oldham to Manchester and be a mod again, mm-hmm, is, must be great. But yeah, when you've got your own models, your Paul Wellers, your Bradley Wiggins, that are dressing in that style, well, yeah, people want to be part of it, yeah, don't they?
The mod thing and the soul thing do go sort of hand in
hand.
They always have them, I think.
Yeah, always.
Has that always been the case from your recollection from
of course,
way
yeah
back?
It was always a uniform. It was the leather coat and the loafers, or the hush puppies as it was at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was always part of the uniform, cravats or things like that were very, very popular.
Yeah, good. Well, I can see from our long chat that we had before we've gone on record that you're still as enthusiastic as ever.
As I always say, I said to my wife and I said to my daughters, you know, if I'm a laughing stock, I'll jack in now. But I think people come along, still get enjoyment out of seeing an old man doing things. But as I keep saying, you know, if you're not old, you can't be a soul man. Because soul men are old.
Yeah, so we could still be seeing Soul Amigos on stages around the country for a few years to come.
Yeah. I've got a Zimmer frame on order, but
yeah,
I don't have to use it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I still go to the gym every day.
Yeah.
I still go running. I'm an active 66-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've still got a lot of energy for not only stuff I'm doing, but for what other people are doing. I'd love to see, and seeing the young kids come on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they might not be playing the soul stuff or mod stuff that I particularly like, but I understand where they're coming from, and I'm behind them all the way.
Are they still working on new material or new tracks to cover? Or
yeah,
whatever?
We're working on new tracks noise all the time. I've got to say, we are channeled into more of being a function band, let's say, because there isn't enough of the gigs that we'd like to do. We'd love to do all the mod stuff and all the Northern Soul stuff, but to be honest, we probably never work.
Mm.
So I would say, in essence, the majority of the stuff is the party stuff, Christmas stuff, the parties, the 40th birthday, the 50th birthday, some 70th birthdays.
Right.
People are still alive and kicking.
Yeah.
So we've got to modify the stuff to suit the audience.
Mm. Mm.
But if there's an audience there that wants the soul stuff, that wants the mod stuff, we'll do it. There's nothing I'd like more to do.
Yeah.
More Small Faces stuff, because I model myself on Steve Marriott. Of course, Steve Marriott is one of the best white soul singers I've probably ever seen in my life, you know.
Yeah.
One thing to add, by the
way,
I know you were probably a puppy in the Oldham Chronicle, but we did do the 150 year anniversary.
All right.
As Stacks of Soul.
Right.
For the Chronicle. I think it was at the Periquito. It might have come in the Belgrade then.
Excellent. Well, it would be nice to see a nice big feature on you in the Chronicle very soon.
The 200.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you very much, Stuart.
Thank you, Sam.
Cheers, thank you. Ta.